The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Reish Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Kufnun. The Gemara Daf Kufnun on the Beis says as follows. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Antignus, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. It's also for a person to do malacha before he makes avdala. And the Gemara concludes that if a person says, Baruch ha-mavdol b'kaydish l'chayl, then it's mutter for him to go ahead and to do malacha, even though he has not yet made avdala alakais. The Gemara in Pesachim says that it's also for a person to eat before he makes avdala. And it's mavur in Shulchan Aruch that the eitz of our Gemara of saying Baruch HaMadu Mekhedesh L'chel, even though that helps for doing Malacha before Havdalah, but it does not help for Achila before Havdalah. The Paiskim handle, what do we do with the Kais of Sheva Brachas by Shal Shudas on Shabbos? Our minig is that every time we have a Shudas Sheva Brachas, we bring two cases. On one case, we bench. The other case, we say the Sheva Brachas. And then the person who benched makes a Beir Pri HaGafen. He drinks from the case, from both cases actually. And he also gives the Chasan and Kala to drink from the cases of Birchas HaMazon and Sheva Brachas mixed together. So during the week, does not present a problem at all. Friday night, Shabbos morning, it does not present a problem at all. The Shaila is, what do we do by Shal Shudas? Generally speaking, when the time we finish Shal Shudas, it's already either Mitzvah Shabbos really, or close to it. And on the other hand, our minig is that we generally drink from the Kais of Birchas HaMazon and the Kais of Sheva Brachas. So what are we supposed to do with the Kais of Sheva Brachas by Shal Shudas on Shabbos? Should we drink the kais as we drink all kais of Shal Bracha? Or should we not drink the kais because we're holding at that point Kaidim Havdalah? So the emes is that even though it's usher to eat or drink before Havdalah, but if a person's in the middle of the Suda, if a person washed for Shal Shudas and they're in the middle of the Suda, so as long as they're still Teicha Suda, the Isra Achila Kaidim Sheyavdil does not kick in. And even if they're mamshich in Shal Shudas for a long time, deep into Matzai Shabbos, Kol Zman, they're still in the middle of the Suda, the Isser of eating before Havdalah does not kick in. In Shulchan Aruch it says, not only is it mutter to go ahead and to continue your Suda at night, but the Kais of Birchas HaMazon is considered to be part of the Suda. And since the Kais of Birchas HaMazon is considered to be part of the Suda, so therefore, one could drink the kais as part of the Suda. So, l'chayra, according to Divrei Shulchan Aruch, it would seem that there's no problem whatsoever, because the kais of Berchas HaMazon will be part of Shal Shudas, and since it's part of Shal Shudas, there is no isser of drinking that kais before Havdalah. That's the halacha. So, in Reish Sadei Tes, Siv Dalet. The problem is that the Magen Avraham Tainus, that this halacha, that the kais is part of the Suda, that's dafka for a person who's naik always to bench ala kais. A person who's naik to always bench ala kais, so for him, he has not yet ended his Suda until he drank the kais. But a person who amol benches with the kais, and amol benches not with the kais, so for that person, the kais shall birchas HaMazon, l'chayr is not part of the Suda. So the shayla is, since our minig is that we usually bench not with the kais, it's only maybe for certain sudais we bench with the kais. So l'chayra, now we have a kais l'faneinu. What do we do with the kais? Can we drink this kais before we go ahead and we make havdalah? That's the shayla. So Rav Meisha, in Arachayim Dalad, Simon Samach Tes, he discusses this shayla. And Rav Meisha writes that even though we hold l'halacha that Birchas HaMazon is ain tuna kais, which is why the derech klal we do not bench with the kais, but Rav Meisha's meichiach that the Sudas Birchas Hamaz, that by Sudas Sheva Brachas, Birchas Hamazin is true in the case. That one must mention the case by a Sudas Sheva Brachas. And since one must venture the case by Sudas Sheva Brachas, Ramesha says, so since Birchas is a Tuna case, since we must venture the case by Sudas Sheva Brachas, so therefore, Behechrach, it follows that the case is part of the Suda. Since the case is part of the Suda, so therefore, it's you're allowed to drink it even before Havdalah, because it's an extension of the Suda. The this Suda requires Birchas Hamazon ala kais. It's part of the Suda, therefore you are allowed to go ahead and drink this kais, even though it's Mitzvah Shabbos, before making Havdalah. The emes is, l'chaira, that you don't really have to go as Vaitas Ramesha. Ramesha says that since Birchas Hamazon is Tuna kais, so therefore it's part of the Suda. The emes is, that if you look in the Magen Avram, when the Magen Avram says that someone who's not nizer to bench with the kais can't drink the kais. It's not the pshat, because since a person is not nizer, hold it's mutter to bench without a kais, so therefore the kais is not part of the suda. It's not l'chayr, it's not totally an issa v'heter. It's not totally on whether it's birchas hamazon requires it or doesn't require it. The shaila is that you're not allowed to go ahead and eat before Havdalah. However, if you're still in the middle of the Suda, you are allowed to finish the Suda before Havdalah. So even if you're telling Birchas Hamazon is not Tuna Kais, but if somebody is always makbid on the mitzvah of HaMuvchar to go ahead and to bench with the Kais, so for him, he has not yet ended his Suda until he drinks the Kais. We don't need to go L'chayrav as far as Ramesha goes to say that that since we're required to have a Kais as part of the Suda. Even if we say that the Birchas Hamazon doesn't require the Kais, but if in every Suda Sheva Brachas of the world, the minig is we always bench with the Kais, so even if you would not say so far like Ramesha that Birchas Hamazon needs the Kais by Sheva Brachas, and therefore Al Pi Halacha is part of the Suda, if Al Pi Hanhaga is part of the Suda, and this is the way we always end the Suda of Sheva Brachas, L'chayra, that should be enough to go ahead and allow you to drink the Kais before Havdalah. But Al Kopanim, Ramesh says lahalacha that the kais of Sheva Brachas may be drunk before Havdalah. The reason is because since the Birchas Hamazon of Sheva Brachas needs a kais, therefore it is the hechrach part of the Suda. Ramesh goes on to say that just the chassan and the kala should drink from the kais and nobody else. The person who's being the mezamein, the person who's benching, he should not drink. Only the chassan and kala should drink from the kais. Now, what Rav Meisha does not discuss is who should make the Bayer Priya Gafen. Should the Bayer Priya Gafen be made by the mezamein? Because he's the one, after all, who's making the Birchas Hamazon on the kais. He's holding the kais b'shas Birchas Hamazon. And therefore, it's better he should make the Bayer Priya Gafen. Or is it better for the chassan to make the Bayer Priya Gafen? Because he's l'maisa, the one drinking from the wine. So the Bi'ur Halacha brings various svaras. The os svaras to say that the one who benched should make the Bayer Priya Gafen. There's even a Chuvas Chacham Tzvi which says that in order to make the Birchas Hamazon al HaKais, the Bayer Priya Gafen has to be made by the person who actually benched. And therefore, according to this Chacham Tzvi, it would be better for the Mevorech to make the bracha and be Meitzi the Chasim. However, there are also other Svaris that it would be preferable for the Chasim to make the bracha rather than the Mevorech. Lahalacha, it's better that the Mevorech should make the bracha. However, if all things being equal, we can solve this problem by giving the Chasim to bench. If we give the Chasim to bench, then he is both the Mevorech and the Chasim, and the one who's drinking. And in the Pnine Sheva Brachas for Rabbi Yashiv, it's brought down like that. That by Sheva Brachas, L'chatchila, the Chasim should be the Mezamein, and the Chasim should drink from the Kais. Rabbi Yashiv writes that the Kala also should drink from the Kais. The emes is that there is another Eitzah which can be done. And even though this is not what's commonly done, commonly the Olam is neg like this Rav Meisha, but there is an Eidus that this Eitzah was done at least one time in front of the Chofetz Chaim, and this Eitzah would avoid all halachic shaylos. That Eitzah is that after you finish benching and you finish the Shabbat Brachas on the two cases you have lefanecha, you could go ahead and fill up a third case and make Havdalah right then and there before Ma'ariv. To go ahead and to make Havdalah on one of the two cases in front of us, that would be incorrect. In Eisen Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas, we don't make two mitzvahs on the same case. By a chasna, the case shall erisin, and the case in the surah, two different cases. By every Sheva Brachas, the case of Birkas HaMazon and the case of Sheva Brachas are two different cases. But one could go ahead and take a third case, make Havdalah right then by the Suda on the third case. Once Havdalah is made, so now it becomes mutter to drink, and then we can go ahead and drink all three cases. This Eitzah is mutter and is a good Eitzah if, number one, it's Vade Laila, it's not Safik Laila. If it's Safik Laila, it's too early to make Havdalah. But then again, if it's Safik Laila, so the Chayadim says that in Safik Laila, the Shasat Chak, one can still drink before Havdalah. So in Safik Laila, the problem is less. But I'll kopon him for this Eitzah, it has to be Vade Laila. And also for this Eitzah, we are assuming that the halacha is that one is allowed to make Havdalah. One is allowed to drink after Havdalah is made ala kais, even though they have not yet been mavdal b'tfila. La halacha, we're mavdal every Mitzvah Shabbos twice. We're mavdal b'tfila, and we're mavdal ala kais. Generally speaking, we make Havdalah b'tfila first, and then we make Havdalah ala kais. Now, this halacha, that you're not allowed to drink before Havdalah, and after Havdalah, you are allowed to drink. So if you learn that I'm now to drink until I make both Havdalah ala kais and I make Havdalah b'tfila, so then this Eitzah is not going to be good. Because even though we made Havdalah b'tfila, we made Havdalah kais, but we have not yet made Havdalah b'tfila. But it's mavur several places in Bir Halacha that we hold la halacha that it's mutter to go ahead and eat and drink after one was mavdal al kais, even if one has not yet been mavdal b'tfila. So therefore, this Eitzah will work. We'll go ahead, we'll take a third kais, we'll be mavdal al kais, then the Isra Achila is no longer, then we can go ahead and be mavdil, drink all the kais, yes? Then we'll go ahead and we'll daven ma'ariv, and it'll be mavdil b'tfila.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.